freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me and before I be a slave. My grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Oh,
freedom.
Welcome everybody back to the Preacher Parker Show. Been a long time coming. Glad to be back. Definitely back with my boy Depp.
What it do, what it do.
Another episode that's about to be real raw. I know y'all heard the intro, so you know we about to talk about some real things. And right now, we're starting this day off with positive notes. You know, I hope y'all been saying your prayers, meditating, you know, doing your yoga, staying healthy, drinking your water, and blessing others as you do it. We have to talk about the black people, man, because, you know, we black ourselves, and we, you know, this connects with brown people as well, you know, so we don't feel like it's not a racist topic, but we're just going to keep it raw and real and authentic, because it's about our black people and how we should empower each other. How you feeling, Nep? How you been, man?
I'm all right, brother.
So now you can see I've been seeing a lot of things going on, like always. There's always drama, there's always things affecting our community, there's always things that's keeping us humble, and there's always things that's uplifting us as the people, man. So have you been seeing anything crazy lately, Nep?
Shit, let me think. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of crazy stuff, but as far as what? Like, what lines, like?
You know, as far as, like, what's going on in the urban.
Oh, yeah. Police profiling. You know, I don't do nothing. I be walking up the street and getting looked at all type of ways just because I see what's going on. I see there's a lot of stuff going on on these streets, you feel me? But I don't know nobody up here, and I just walk to where I'm going or whatever, drive, whatever. And you feel me? The police will see me on that street because I live right here and look at me some type of funny way just because they watching something else. And I don't think that shit right. But you know, they gonna do what they do. Police came around. They made police, the idea of police for the slaves and stuff, right? When they freed the slaves.
Very true. Very true. They definitely did that. That was really the original plan, to keep most people of color organized in place, to be checked upon, you know what I mean? So it's crazy because they also, you know, they put to protect and serve. But we all have seen the system, how it was systematically made
it's
a certain
crazy
way.
Crazy how it's set up too, bro, because they put us all in certain areas, you know, most of us is all by some train tracks, across some train tracks, or in one way in, one way out areas. But we all, you know, that's why we got hoods and shit.
Yep. Did you see a documentary? They had a documentary about how they built cities. And at certain point, I don't know if it was Washington, I don't know what state it was, but they showed how they segregated people into a certain area, and they knew that that area was going to have less electrical power, the water system wasn't going to be that great, the growth of the agriculture wasn't going to be so good, so they kept you there. And that was supposed to be to keep you, you know, in a box. You know, so when it's time for you to try to get out that box, you knew that your community was just that. You know what I mean? You knew outside that everything else was great. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's how you always felt like you got overshadowed as a culture.
That shit is just crazy, bro, because the way they did it, they put us... I ain't see that, by the way. I never seen that. I gotta see that one, but... Yeah, bro, the way they did it, like, they knew what they was doing the whole time. Put us in one spot, so it's easier to, you feel me, control it. That's then... All that other stuff came in, you feel me? The drugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably put that shit here. Oh, nobody's going to jail. We need to make some money off of this or some shit, you feel me? So they was probably making money off of bond back then, just bonds and stuff.
You hit the real topic. That's what it's really all about, money. And this whole thing is money. This whole thing is money and power.
So you think about it, how can we make money? By putting people in jail, making them pay to get out. Okay, so nobody's going to jail, nobody's doing that. How the fuck can we get these motherfuckers to go to jail? let's give them some drugs. Let's give them shit that they not allowed to have. Just put it in the hood. You know, you ain't see that video of the dude in Chicago? Like an old gang banger.
Right.
Got out of prison from doing like 15, 20 years or something. Went to jail in the 80s.
Yeah.
But he said back then when he was running around Chicago, the police left a crate of guns right in the neighborhood.
Wow, like, wow.
Automatic weapons. Like he's saying shit that young kids from the urban area, like the OGs will see them with like fully automatic Uzis and Tech 9s and all that Mac 11s and all that, and they're like, how the hell is this 12-year-old kid getting a weapon like that?
You should know, ain't nobody in the hood, not saying that black people can't do it, but I'm not saying, I don't think anybody in the hood was thinking about all these special weapons that they could use to slaughter, because it ain't even like to protect, it's to slaughter, it's to kill. Right. You know what I mean? Those weapons are made to take down something. You know what I mean?
And then there was another one. They left a train in the hood.
Wow.
Full of weapons or whatever. Like, right. It happened a couple times, you feel me? So, I don't know, bro. And then they give us all the guns and we kill each other. Right. We kill each other with it. Because, you feel me? Like, I ain't saying go out and kill all white people. But I'm just saying, like, instead of sticking together and with helping each other out. Yeah, that shit separated us, bro.
But like, see, when you think about the separation, like that's been going on for so long. I mean, let's go back 400 years and you really look at it. They've been separating us for years, you know.
They separate us from the white people first.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And now they separating black people from each other. Like, they trying to separate everything.
Now, think about it for a second, though, now. If you was to allow black people to be all together, and we all really start putting our thoughts together, they know that would be a problem. Yeah. But if I can keep you separated into a way where all of a sudden you start representing neighborhoods, you know, cities, communities divided, this black separated from this black, which causes controversy, which causes war, which causes tension, and then you start attacking each other. Look at the Bloody Crips. Look at their history and then look at where they at now. And I mean, thanks to Nipsey's death. I'm not saying that they wasn't trying before then, but I think because of Nipsey's death, the fact that it, I see Bloods and Crips can actually
open a lot more eyes, bro.
It's amazing.
Because they seen
amazing,
what he
man.
Was trying to do. He was trying to do it for years, bro, for a long ass time before he died. And then when he died, that shit made big news because he was blowing up, bro. When I first heard about Nipsey, he was like, he was up, but he was just getting out there, bro. And then by the time he died, bro, he was like really, everybody that was meeting him, bro, was like, damn, this is a real ass nigga. Like, everybody fucking with him. He teaching young niggas how to, you feel me, and make smart investments with their money and shit. Like, if we had more, bro, it was a video. Glad we talking about this. It was a video, Nipsey Hussle, homeboy or brother, the dude Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
He run down on one of the Crips in his neighborhood.
Right.
And he on camera, he like, let me show y'all something. I'm about to run down on somebody, da da da. He like, he grab him, and he like, come here. He was like, what this mean? It was a tag on the wall, like some Crip shit on the wall. Like they had Bloods, and then crossed it out, and then another set crossed it out. Like it was like three different gangs crossed out.
Right.
And the dude, Cowboy, was like, nah, has a blood ever killed your homeboy? Has a blood ever done none to you? Done something to you? No, right? So it's the dude that tagged it up on the wall he's talking to.
Wow.
So he like, yeah, so you writing this shit up here. Now they ride by here and they see this shit, they gonna shoot whoever's standing by this shit. He was like, I'm trying to buy this building. Wow. And now I gotta worry about them rolling past and seeing this and shooting me. He was like, we ain't rocking like that. He like OG. He like the head of the shit. So
damn, man.
And the young nigga, bro, he just listening, bro. He like, damn, like, you right. Like, bro, they really trying to.
That's gotta change, crazy, man. Because as black people, we've been killing each other for so damn long. And the only, now look, let's go, let's be truthful. Let's be true. I'm sure in Africa, there were still blacks that didn't like certain tribes of black. Before white men even got involved with it. All right, let's be real.
Yeah.
But even still, once your people got to America and you saw the culture that was aiming to kill you, you still decide to hate each other. You know what I'm saying? That's my problem. It's like, because...
See, Africa, they would have came together and teamed up against some shit like that.
Feel what I'm
like,
saying?
Especially nowadays. I mean, I know they...
Nowadays,
they raided us and stole us and shit or whatever the case may be, but...
Yep.
Now, bro, ain't none of that shit.
It's not going down, so it's like, why are we still fighting? And it's all because of territory, you know what I mean, power, and just to show that you are powerful and fearless, and you don't, you're not, man, you want to be that, it's that macho ego.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, but you know what? I'm going to go off the grid with this one right here. Some people might not like what I say. I'm just that kind of person. It's the Preacher Parker Show. I like to keep it raw. And Nep, anybody y'all know, Nep always been here the last couple of episodes, so he's always killing it. I'm going to go off the grid for a second, bro. What if the leader of all these top organizations of black communities that's killers, the big leader, is really some Jewish or some white man that's involved? I'm just falling off topic. I'm just saying.
You talking about like the black neighborhoods that's...
slaying each other. What if the truest leader of that group actually somebody that's not black? I'm not saying that the original player was a black person being
like
leader,
the
but
one
sometimes
running all the crime organizations,
you feel what I'm
and
saying?
Shit. That's what it boiled down to, bro.
You know what I'm
like,
saying?
Nine
I'm not
times
saying
out
it's
of
happening.
10,
I don't
want to
sit there
is.
Attack a kosher. I'm just saying.
Nine times out of 10, bro, it is. Look at JP Morgan, bro. Mm. Got all them multiple tons of cocaine, not just, or was it one ton or something like that?
Not a ton, but it's, I think either it
was
way,
a,
that's a lot.
I think it was more than
it was
one
way more
ton,
than
bro.
It was way more than a ton.
I think it was more than a ton, bro, but, bro, like, that shit right there, bro, you could get, bro, 1 kilo of cocaine, you could get somebody to do whatever the fuck, kill a couple people, you feel me? Like, bro, that shit is probably what
and
it is,
and they get away
bro.
With it, bro.
Yeah.
That's the problem, you get away with it.
Because you wouldn't even expect. I ain't saying JP Morgan is
doing
that. I'm just giving you an example.
But
like,
somebody in his firm, somebody in his organization,
bro.
Somebody that's in that pocket, you know? And my problem is
that shit was like hundreds of millions worth of cocaine, bro. Like hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cocaine on
that
man's
boat.
But the
Morgan's a part of that bloodline family. I'm going to get up. That's
that's
I'm going to go back.
It wasn't really too off topic because we're talking about the leaders of the world and shit. But
you get our point. But okay, you got a point. We're not really off topic because you want to get to it. The Morgan family, all these other big names. You know what I'm saying? People, I mean, do your research. But let's be real. And but now, damn, man.
It's deep. It gets deep,
heavy.
Bro. You,
it gets heavy deep, fast, bro. You know what I mean? Because every time you open a new understanding, another new chapter comes in, or another situation comes in that's affected that situation. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I want people to understand about the Preacher Parker Show. I want you just to expand your mind. I'm not saying that 100% of everything we say is accurate. I'm just saying invest in what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Invest your education. Invest your mindset. Because if you just do a little deeper digging, you'd be surprised how ugly and dirty and grimy this thing really is. And how filthy and who's really involved with this. Because, you know, they always say, I know you heard it for years, man. Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, whoever got the most money is involved with this motherfucking job. Real talk. Mm-hmm. Real talk. Ain't no broke motherfucker doing this. I'm telling you right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
you know how they say, like, this shit deep. We really don't know what's going on. We're never going to know. That's why we got to expand our mind and believe.
Mm.
You feel me? Weigh all possibilities and shit, because... But we could find out what's really going on. And we gonna find out.
Gonna find out, man. Yeah,
we're gonna find out. I wanna find out before it's too late.
You're right about that.
Or at least, cause I don't give a damn, bro. I'm gonna die for what I believe is right, bro. It is what it is, bro. I believe in God.
Straight up.
And
I'm with same with you.
That's it. So we just gotta try to find out. If we don't, hey, we died trying to find out what's really going on. But really, none of that matters. When it all boils down to
the nitty gritty, it don't really matter.
We
but at the same time, us having some kind of knowledge of truth is important.
Yeah, it is.
And
it'll take us a long
way.
And we might be able to change the world if we find out the right shit.
Oh, that's why we talk about empowering the urban, the black, the brown community, because I feel that we've been allowing ourselves to stay on the bottom for years. And now I know what people are going to say. What you talking about, man? Look how many all these successful black people we got. Yes, how many successful athletes we have. How many successful entertainers we have. But how many successful black people we see that's owning their job. Not renting.
And where do the athletes and everybody, all them entertainers, get their money from? You feel me? Where do they get their money from?
Okay, you know what?
The white man.
You know what? All right, you know what? It's just about to get ugly right now. I told you, it's about to get ugly. You know, I mean, if you don't like what you hear,
it gotta be. We can't work all our life in. And you feel me?
Oh,
we
man, it's about to
get to
real.
That point, you feel me?
My heart is pumping because it's about to get real.
Some people, listen, bro. I got a picture on Instagram right now with $25,000 cash. Some people don't never see that shit in their lifetime, bro. Exactly. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I just, you feel me? That wasn't even all my money, but you feel me? That shit.
But just to have it there.
Yeah, bro. Like,
sitting on your lap.
I'm looking at this shit like, damn, this is somebody's whole year salary. Like,
wow.
And they don't even see it at one time, bro.
But when
like,
you think about it that way, that's that hurt.
People make $20,000 a year. Like,
that is that hurt. See what I mean? See what I'm saying, people?
That shit crazy.
And
we're
happy to see people succeed instead of ourselves sometimes. And that's our big problem. You know, we got to do better. We got to do better. And my thing is, when you talked about the entertainment thing, this is my problem, people. All right, let's be real. Let's say basketball, for example. White people play basketball. We've seen white people play basketball before black people was even allowed to be in the sport. Now, I don't know the true history of a ball being dribbled. But suppose it is how they show it, a white guy playing basketball. He said, this is a great sport. I'm going to name it basketball. We're going to dribble some balls. We're going to try to make some hoops. Let's entertain the masses. Right? Great plan. Let's just say it was just that document. I'm not going to go and shade any kind of racism or whoever started it. A black guy gets into the sport. A black guy sees the same thing you're doing, but for some reason, his ability to take that ball and transform it into an entertainment to a point where it outskills you, outclevers you, outmaneuvers you, out-entertains you, to be able to dunk, to dribble, to crossover, to block, the way that we have done it, it caused more people to come to the sport. I even heard a coach one time said that he wanted to win a game, he had to hire more black people on his team. I'm not saying white people can't play, because don't get the game twisted. Larry Bird, all these top white boys will ball your ass out.
He's still up there.
And they will still outball a whole lot of black people, so don't get the game twisted. What I'm saying is, a black person came into a sport, and because of that, it became truly entertainment. Mm-hmm. Now my problem is, then the white people own that sport. Then they own you to entertain people with that gift. They pay you for that gift. But if you get out of pocket, remember Ali Iverson used to dress up. He didn't dress up like proper.
I was
proper.
Just talking about that with my homework.
Let's be real. How did he get treated? What was it? I can't dress who I am. Now people say because you are an image, you represent yourself in a certain way because you're playing a sport. I didn't know I decided to play basketball to be somebody's hero. I didn't know I was going to play basketball to make sure the whole world follows my dress code.
Yeah.
I'm staying true to authentically who I already was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now, I own you, nigga.
Yeah.
I know that sounds harsh. No, I told you it's pretty fucking sure it's going to get real.
It is.
I own you, nigga. So now, you cross that line. You don't dribble the ball right. You don't come to training on time. You disrespect somebody. You don't play ball the way I say play ball. You don't sit when I say sit. We got a problem. You get injured, I scratch you off the list. You no longer are validated, nigga. You are just a temporary nigga. Now, if you a good nigga, you follow the rules step by step 100%.
Right.
You be that boy that sit down and be quiet. Collect that paycheck. Do what we say, nigga. Now,
Allen Iverson really opened the door for a lot of other players to be themselves.
Let's be real.
Look at Westbrook. You feel
come
me?
On.
Marshawn Lynch.
I'm
only here to get so I don't get fined. If Allen Iverson could say that back in the day, he would have.
Bro.
If he would say that back in the day, it would have been some shit.
Changed the whole game for real. My problem is black ownership. You know how hard it is for a black man to own an NBA team? Now, the guy was the Raptors, right? He was the president. He's the president of the black guy that's the president of the Raptors?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right? Now, those people are going to say, well, if you want to own a team, black man, get the money, own a team. No. See, it's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to ownership, it's a bigger fight, even if you got the money.
Bro, listen.
It's proven that.
When Ray became the owner of the tax office, is when I started working there. Bro, they used to come with all the bullshit in the world. Bro, this is a tax office. The city came, they found out, all right, the white dude owned it first. Then Ray owned it that year, you feel me? He was partnered up with him, but his name was on it.
Right.
They came talking about some, we need a drainage system or something for grease and shit. Like,
grease out of
bro, this is it. I lied to you not, bro. They told us we needed like a, it was something like that, like a sewage,
yeah,
like some type
of,
like, and we like, man, what the hell? They telling us we need it. It was a Hungry Howie's right next door, though, you feel me? But they come over here telling us we need that shit. Like, bro, are you serious? And then we moved the office to Lake Wales.
Uh-huh.
Bro, that's now, this is Ray's office, you feel me? And I'm the manager and all this. So we up there, bro, the city come up there talking about a sign, bro, like a sign. We couldn't put our tax sign at the entrance or whatever. And then from that, bro, they sent the fire department. We didn't have a fire hydrant enough. Sent the department, oh, we're gonna find you if you don't get a fire hydrant in 24 hours or some shit. Like, they just try to make it hard when they know you a minority. I'm gonna take it back. One more thing.
Yeah, keep going.
Before we moved the office to Lake Wales, it was my job to find a location for the office, you feel me? I had to find the office, and I found one in Arbondale, bro. So it was cheap, it was a nice little location, everything, bro. I gave Ray the number. He called the dude. You know, Ray sound real professional, bro. You can't even tell he's Spanish on the phone, bro. He sound real professional. He sound like he's from New York, though.
Right.
So, bro, he talked to the dude, make a meeting up and everything, meeting day. So he called back the dude for something, bro. No, the dude called him back the day of the meeting and, like, asked him some more questions and asked him his name again. Or asked him his first and last name. And Ray was like, Ray Santiago or whatever. So Ray said they hung up. Dude called him back right before they was supposed to meet up and was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Somebody just bought out the place, da-da-da-da-da, like, the place was for rent. It didn't say for sale. He called Ray back and was like, sorry, man, somebody just bought out the place.
All because of your last
name. I believe, yeah, that's what we believe. Like, because Ray didn't tell him his last name the first conversation they had. The second conversation, Ray, he gave him his name.
you know what's crazy? My wife, think about what you just said right now, just because you said a name too. I'm not gonna say my wife's last name right now, you know.
Oh yeah, my bad.
But but the thing is, my wife was like, maybe if I change my last name to your last name, which is Parker, I would have probably bigger opportunities. She said, and I want to say it in a mean way, it's just because I know I have a Spanish last name, so it affects us differently than a last name like Parker. Parker could be white or black.
It does, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? So it could blend into certain fields. When I lived in New Jersey, my uncle. I lived in a Newark. Now, I know you've been around Newark, Nep, so you know what I'm probably talking about.
I lived
out there
in
New Jersey.
Too.
I lived out there at Elizabeth Ave.
You lived in Newark?
Lehigh. I lived in Newark for a couple of months.
That's
Elizabeth High, Lehigh Avenue. You feel what I'm saying? Elizabeth High, Lehigh Avenue, people. Put that down on map.
I could walk to Newark from where I was at, man. That shit
dangerous. That check is wild, people. People don't understand, y'all. But anyway, I went out there, and I went to apply for jobs. And he told me, nephew, you want to apply for a job? I'm going to give you my other addresses with a better community. He said, because if you give them this address that's here, they won't hire you because they think that you're representing this hood. But if I give you the address in a nicer community, they'll actually call you for the job. How crazy is
that's
that,
crazy.
Bro?
That's crazy.
So because of where I'm
like
from, I can't get a job anyway. So you know how they always say, black man, if you want to get a job, get up and get a job. But if I represent a community that has known for crime or problems, even though I'm not that person,
yes,
I still can't get the opportunity only because of the place I live in. How crazy
bro,
is that, bro?
That's how it is, bro.
They don't see, nobody see that as a problem. No, that's not true. Try it.
And you know,
really?
You know they work 7 days a week up there? Like, everybody that I ever met in Newark and Irvington and shit, they work 7 days a week.
Right.
They get holidays off, but they work 7 days a week, bro. If you can't work 7 days a week, like, they you ain't gonna get the job. It's crazy, bro. I went up there, I'm like, hold up, I ain't working no fucking 7 days a week.
Oh, like, what the hell?
But everybody, bro, they said.
Oh, man, bro.
And when I actually did get a job, her dad kicked me out. Because of her, though. It was because of her.
I feel you, though. But don't it make you... I don't know, though. It's just... urban people, color people, black people, Spanish people. I have nothing against white people, but this is really for people of color right now. We gotta get to a point where we start falling in the shadows, man. We start being the background for everything. You know what I mean? Cause we could invent something or be the beginning of something, but we have no power to own it.
And we love to fucking kick people when they down instead of lifting them up. Not me or you necessarily, but
that's
black
what I'm saying. It's like we
in general.
Man, we bully ourselves, man. We bully our own community. Man, we discreet. Oh, let me do it this way. Like Snoop Dogg, I love for Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg went out there, he went on a podcast and we was on a show and he was like, black women, you gotta stop acting rash and being like hoes and dressing this way, right? But then a few videos later, you got girls shaking their ass. Look, babe. You just contradicted the whole point of what you just said. That's my problem. Like I said, I got love for Snoop Dogg. I got love for his music. I ain't got no problem with him as a person because he has developed to a better person. But you cannot contradict yourself and tell me black women don't do this. And then a few minutes later, you still showing black women shaking their ass. That's my point, man. You're faking it, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, if you want to uplift them,
if you want to uplift people, you got to stay 100% to that. And that's my problem with most people, all colors. I don't give a damn what color you is.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. I just did some shit like that. I ain't going to say it. Bro, I just did that the other day, bro. I contradicted myself.
I know. You see, it's hard because it's like, are we putting up a front and say, I got love my people? Or are we really going to keep it real and say, no, we got to stop this? Bro, and it's like, I don't know, man.
It's hard because it's the lifestyle we live. You feel me? Like we used to the lifestyle we live, but yeah, we gotta fix that shit. Though.
We gotta fix it, bro. Because we can't tell our women to be. We love our females. We want them to be better, but then at the same time, we want to keep some hoes around. Yeah. It don't work because you.
Oh, we just want them to do like, whole like, shit. Like.
Like, don't do it for them, but do it for me. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of. Oh, this drug is getting too raw. All I'm saying is, that's how I feel about it now. You know what I mean? So it's like, what are we doing? We're doing well. I'm not sitting there saying we're doing bad. Because look at 2019 alone, there has been a lot of progress with the blacks and Spanish. I mean, a lot of progress for being in office, for being in government, for being in top of the music, for owning companies, there's a lot of changes. It's going crazy great. So I'm proud. I see the impact it's making. But it's so much more. You know what I mean?
And it's just crazy, like, how they will try to stop you. Like, they will literally try to, if they see you doing some shit, they will try to stop you from progressing. I got another little, bro.
Yeah,
that Mexican club, you know where Siempre Tax was, right?
Right.
That Mexican club thing that was right next to it.
Right.
It's like a hall.
Oh,
like
that one up right there in downtown.
On the corner, downtown. Yeah, they be having clubs and shit. Bro, they, when Ray got that tax office right there, we was talking to the owner, and that we ran into the lady that owned it, and she was telling us how the club closed down for a while because they had to get it fixed or whatever. Somebody set it on fire, bro. Like, and it was, did the same thing, bro. The city came to them trying with some bullshit, talking about, oh, you need this. They got that, you feel me? They come to them with some new bullshit. Oh, you need a drainage system like they told us. Boom, they got that. The Mexicans got that. Everything they kept coming to them saying they needed, they got. And then finally, they good. They partying, everything.
That's
everything
why they
good.
Some motherfuckers.
Bro, the shit caught on fire. So, the fire, you know how the fire department put the little gun, they put the little gun thing on on the building and find out where the hot spot is, where the fire started from, where the hottest spot is in the house, like a thermal. So they said that the fire started from directly on the top of the roof. Like the top, like.
How can a fire stop at the top of the
exactly,
roof?
Exactly, bro. That means somebody climbed up there. Who the hell gonna climb up there, bro?
Let's set a fire, bro.
Somebody that got something to do with the city, like, and that's to put it out there, bro. That's in Haines City, Florida. Haines City, Imperial, Polk County, Florida.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? It's like, you can't have nothing And that's when I say, why can't we, as people say, you know what, if that's the case, I'm going to tell you how we're going to fix the problem, people. Not only do we have to decide to start our own stuff, own our own stuff, run our own stuff, we have to also know how to protect our communities that we're doing in.
Right, bro. Right.
That's where the problem lays at. Because now once we, as black and brown, we start deciding that we want to do these things, we got to be like, yo, we need more, our own security. We need our own black police, Spanish police. We need our own culture that's around there saying, yo, you ain't going to just destroy what we built. Because what you just talked about right now, Nep, is talking about the same thing that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A lot of people don't even understand that happened. Black people own their own city.
Yeah.
They ran that thing. There was millionaires. There was people that had their own shops, their businesses. Everybody had their food, their water, their community. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Look up the story. And then the crackers came over there. No, be real. Burnt the whole motherfucker down. Because niggas was having their own.
I didn't know that. That's
bro,
crazy.
Look up the history of that job.
I'm going to
probably
tonight.
Right now. I probably was in the 20s or 30s. Burnt the whole city down.
That's
bro.
Crazy, bro.
We didn't need no help. So what I told my girl was, look at the mindset. If I burn down a city that you're trying to build up, you'll never try to build it again. Why? Because you have the fear that every time you try to go up, we'll bring you down. So then you never try to succeed because you feel that every time you try to succeed, somebody's going to bring you down. So it becomes a culture, and then everybody just follows that system. And say, I can never get up. Why? Because you're worried about the man taking you down. See the mindset, bro?
And it's crazy that I didn't witness it, but somebody told me, like, face-to-face, personally, what happened to them. You feel me? Like, and it was that. And it's crazy how I'm seeing or hearing any of this, like, and it's happening today, bro. Like, that shit's just crazy, bro. And it was fucked up, bro. Like, our mentalities is, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I grew up in the streets, bro. Like, I'm just, it's like that.
Exactly.
But, bro, it's crazy how our mentalities is messed up. So messed up that shit that we do affect us and separate us from each other.
Right.
Like these dudes, I say that to say this. The reason why the Mexican community and the black community for the most part in Haines City don't like each other. Back in the day, it was some issue. It was like, you know, they probably already got a history. Most Mexicans
right.
don't like blacks and shit.
Right.
Or they don't like whites. They only fuck Mexicans.
Right.
But that's something like that down here. But anyway, the dude, it was some black dudes that robbed this Mexican store with this dude working there. I guess the dude was selling some shit and they went to rob him at the store. I don't know if he was selling out the store, but I doubt if a nigga was working, he wouldn't have, you feel me, all the drugs and shit. So, but anyway, they went and robbed him and killed him. They shot him right before they left and killed him. So that started a whole thing in the community.
Racial,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, our mentality's so fucked up, especially them country ass niggas in Haines City, Florida, bro.
Yeah.
They, oh, that's that Mexican shit. Oh, we could rob him. Like, and then
because
they just feel like
to get him.
They just feel like some niggas just feel like showing off and showing that they.
They got some power. They got
yeah,
some.
Like,
they got some strength.
They
want to
scare
I mean?
People or do whatever. So
we ain't scared.
Dude shot him on camera. It's on YouTube, but they cut off the video. Like
sad as hell, bro. And you know what? See what you're talking about right there? And what causes controversy in between race? Something so small. It's not small. It's a big matter. I'm not saying life is not, death is not small. But what I'm saying, it was a small situation that affected so many other people.
Yeah, bro.
Just one little small thing can affect so many people that's a culture. Because growing up, I don't know if you ever knew, and you probably was younger then, but probably before your time, but you probably heard something about it back in New York City. True story, a black child was ran over by a Jewish man, all right? Jewish man ran over a black child. Child was probably under the age of 10, killed him. The Jewish man got away with the crime. Black people was pissed. Now I'm not talking about the fake ass Jews, I'm talking about the Jews with the, you know how New York Jews look, where they got the whole,
the real
deal. Like they got the whole outfit, the hair and everything.
The little sideburns.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Random man, I'm on a bus. Now, probably 6 years old with my mom, my little brother. We're riding the city bus in New York City. As we're riding for the bus, a brick or a rock goes through the window, hits the bus driver in the head. She gets hit in the head. She bends down. She's bleeding. People start throwing rocks at the window. It was black people just aiming at motherfucker. They thought it was Jews. That was a Jewish community. They were just aiming. So we're in the bus with some Jewish people. But we're getting attacked for something that somebody else did. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
We survived the situation. It stopped. Yeah, the bus driver kept the driver with the head down. Cops got involved.
Damn, the rocks was going through like that.
Rocks was going through like that, bro. The people was throwing. Black people was angry. And I don't get mad when people get angry, but I get mad at how we attack. Yeah. I always had a problem with how we attack. But the point, before we get to that point is, that's how blacks and Jews got to a big old controversy for a couple of years in New York City. Just that one situation. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
It's that powerful.
That's like that. That's how, yeah. That's how I was in the city.
It's like somebody does the crime, somebody should go to jail. It should not matter what culture that person is. You do the crime, you should do the time. And that's the problem we have right now. And the thing is, when
Jews
I say
run New York,
you feel me? You feel me? They run.
They probably run the world.
They do. Palestinian Jews, big time Jews. They run all the most corporations, businesses. They run a lot of stuff. Media, Hollywood. You want to get Jews and stuff. The sports. Owner of the NBA, a Jewish guy.
Was they
NFL,
that
Jewish
powerful
guy. Hollywood,
then?
Jewish guy. I wouldn't say it was that powerful back then, but I said they knew how to use the biblical code to work into their favor. I would say that. They know how to, I can't say manipulate, but they know how to work a system into the way where it works into their favor. They're the ones who's the victim. And because of their victimization, they're the ones who get the blessings. Now, this is my problem. Now, I go all over the place right now. Well, all I'm saying is, it's easy to go all over the place. When I say black people, the problem I have with how we attack things, if something happens in our community, I told you this, and I may have said it a few podcasts ago, we don't attack the people that attacked us, communities. We always attack our own communities. Mm-hmm. A black man gets shot in Chicago on East Street. And Free Avenue, whatever. I'm just making up a story, making up a spot. Instead of us going to the community where that officer attacked us at, we destroyed that community where our black person got shot at. Now we destroyed the stores, destroyed the banks. That's our own city. So when you get mad, you say the white man, the white man over there laughing. Why? Oh, they gotta fix that. That was your community. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, you just destroyed jobs in the community, destroyed homes in the community, destroyed lives in the community. Got people arrested in the community after we already attacked people in your community. And you want money for me? We're gonna give you no money. We're gonna let you stay broke and look stupid in your own community because you didn't attack them. I'm not saying go out there and kill and harm people. I don't want to be that kind of person. But I'm saying if you was to do it, why would you attack the same area that you're living in instead of going to the area where they live in all peaceful and quiet? No, show you what it feels like to attack the community. That's my problem. I don't think we see that. You know what I mean? We just mad.
Yeah.
L.A. riot. Rodney King gets hurt. We destroyed L.A. We destroyed the cops community. Took a long time to get the bill. Now, don't get me wrong.
They supposed to throw rocks at the damn station and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
They cars and shit. Like,
we destroyed our own cars. Stepping on our own street. Like what the hell are we doing, bro? What are we doing? We looting our own community.
That shit don't make
Come
sense.
Come on, bro.
All that wasted energy. That's wasted energy. This universe is energy. Shit.
Bro, you took some heavy jump.
You wasting the energy.
Let's go back. Katrina. Hurricane Katrina. I know you probably remember that situation.
Yeah.
Sad. Very sad. Now, the media show things in a different way. They show some white people getting some bread. You know, some things they needed to put protection, flashlights. When they showed, all the time they showed a black person,
looting.
They had a TV.
Looting and shit.
In the middle of a flood.
Yeah, bro.
I want to laugh.
Hey, you ain't lying, boy. That's crazy. They really did that too, man.
That's crazy. I want to laugh and I got love for my people. But even if, let's say some of our black people was out there also getting things to protect their homes or bread or food, the media's not going to show that.
Yeah.
Because if the media showed that, it would show that we had black people that was actually smart too. Now, I don't know who said it. I think it was Tyler Perry that said it. No, Byron Allen. I don't know if you've seen Byron Allen. Black guy that owns Comcast. He also brought a news network. He owns a couple of cable channels. Dude's doing big. He spent $300 million on a news network, bro. Black man said the problem is, true story, if I'm going to show the media, I want to show black people as what black people truly are, not black people as the white media wants to show black people as. Yeah. Because if you show black people the way we, the white media wants to show us as, every time you go around the world, they always think black people either hood this or sport this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or music this.
Yeah.
Not empowering, uplifting, changing this.
Yeah. A lot of black people own stores just like the Asians.
Straight up.
But they wouldn't know that.
No exposure.
Not looking in.
No exposure, bro. No media time. No nothing. Bro. Yeah. No advertisement. When's the last time you picked up an advertising book and saw a black store in that book? Pick up any color book you see right now. Or go for the pages.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, bro. Either we can't afford it or we're not being exposed to. Come on, man. Yeah. Let's be honest, man. People don't want to be honest. You know what I mean? That's what we get into a problem as, man. That's what I'm telling black people, Spanish people. If you want more, we got. I don't know.
It's crazy, bro. Niggas will buy a chain before you open up a business. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like I said earlier, I had that picture with all that money on Instagram, bro. Like I could have started a business with, you feel me? What I had, bro.
But
like,
you chose a different route.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I just use it on bills or whatever, like
exactly.
I use it for good causes. Yeah. I use it over time, but if I would have known what I know now, because I had that money right before I even started doing taxes.
Wow.
Oh no, not right before. It was like after the first year I did taxes. After that year, bro, I had it, and then
the crazy part that you could flip money, but it's like not having the knowledge what to
not
do with that money,
knowledge,
and that's also. Is what is taught differently in the schools.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, you grew up in the city, so you know what I'm talking about when you go to certain schools. Now, my brothers went to a school in New Jersey, for a fact. Now, I want to say the school, but I don't want anybody to think the whole school's bad. The whole school's not bad, but I'm just saying in certain classrooms, they went to Malcolm Chabez X, I think it was a high school, I believe, out there in New Jersey, I believe. My brothers went to the school. My little brother told me he went in the classroom to learn. He has his pen and paper out, right?
Yeah.
The kids in the classroom having a good time on the phone. The teacher puts a movie on because he doesn't feel like teaching the kids because he know they wasn't trying anyway. He even told my little brother, oh, you actually going to do your homework?
That's crazy.
Bro, my other brother was in the same school and he said that he had the same problem in his classroom. The teacher wasn't teaching because the kids, they didn't give a damn. So the teacher said, F and let them have fun. And they over there talk about games this and games that and girls this. And as a parent, you're not at home waiting for your child to come and say, yo, child, what you learn today?
Yeah.
Because you don't care. Because you think your kids learn. You don't give a damn because you got your own problems.
I always ask my kids what they learn.
Bro, it's like some schools truly are not teaching our children.
Yeah,
and it's not just because there's two reasons. One, because there's kids that don't want to learn. And there's also teachers that don't give a damn. You ever seen that movie, Lean On Me? With was it Morgan Freeman? Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Lean on me. They had a little fat boy in the bathroom singing, and they were singing a song at one time. And there was a little scene where he had the fat boy on top of the roof, and the boy was trying to about to jump off the roof. He said, "You want to jump? Jump!
Oh, no,
jump
I don't
there!"
Think I might have seen this.
East Side
movie,
High,
right?
Old school movie,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
187, any kind of movies, even anywhere where you see the teacher that gave a damn about the student. And how it affects them when a teacher actually gives a damn.
What's that movie with the English teacher?
Yeah, bro.
What's that one? What's that called? Not Freedom Rider. Is it? I don't know.
I think so.
The white lady with all the little Spanish kids.
No, that's what Coolio did a song for that movie.
Oh, that was Not Dangerous.
Not Dangerous Minds, no. So it's Not Dangerous Minds you're talking about? That kid, I think, of the movie. The Substitute? No, that was a good movie, too. That's a present.
I think it was a newer movie. Not too new, but
okay,
I think it was way after
all of the other classics.
Dangerous Minds.
Okay.
That was the name of that movie, too.
Dangerous Minds, yeah. I think it was. Was it?
Yeah.
It sounds like it was.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, you know,
you
we
know
what movie.
Everybody know what I'm talking about.
Coolio
singing the song for it. Nah, but on the real, bro, I feel like teachers don't, not all, but some teachers don't give a damn. Now, you see them out there marching to Chicago for more money.
Yeah. But that's for them.
That's for them. But what is that? But does that affect the community? Does that affect your students if you have more money as a teacher? Let's be honest.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying teachers don't need more money. They do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, Are you going to teach more because you got more money? Let's be real. Or do you just want more money just to be happier? These are questions you got to ask yourself. Because every day is affecting our children right now.
Bro, the schools be making money. The schools make a lot of money.
Bro.
The school itself makes a lot of money. So them teachers shouldn't need more. They doing that for themselves. Like, that shit, they could teach, bro. That shit do not affect how they teach. Because I had some good-ass teachers back in the day. And that shit was probably worse.
What is probably,
you feel me? Like, they probably got paid way less back then.
Way less, bro. Just talking about empowering people, and based on what you're talking about right now, do you feel, it's an honest question, do you feel like right now, as we're getting further in our future, is it better to still continue to send our kids to public and private schools, or to homeschool our children with the truer education that we could get?
No, that's a good question. You said, say that again.
Is it better to send our children to public and private schools, or is it better to homeschool your child? Knowing the circumstances that we're under right now.
Right now, I think it would be better to homeschool, but at the same time, kids need to be around other kids, but at the same time, a certain level, I think they need to be homeschooled around a certain time, because, and I think that certain time would be middle school, because middle school is where shit all started for me. My oldest, you feel me, right now, is in middle school.
And it's a lot of things changing.
Boy.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
I done seen some things. That's my stepdaughter, so I can't put my hands on her, but shit, hey.
Yeah,
think they should be middle school at that point of time, and then maybe go back to high school and go, you feel me? But, because that middle school shit,
it's like that experience era.
It's like they want to be, they came from elementary, made it to middle school, so now they getting ready for high school already, bro. But I think, they need to come back home for them 2-3 years or whatever, and let us get them right for high school and all that.
Right. Prepare for that, because you're talking about that. I talk about my nieces and nephews right now, bro, who's, finding drugs somewhere, or, talking to kids that want to peer pressure to watch the things they porn.
Bro,
or get
my
into...
stepdaughter's seen somebody bring drugs. One of her little friends brought some meth to class, dog.
Get the freak out of here.
She told us. She didn't want to tell her mom, but she told, I was with her aunt. So I'm stepdad, and that's her aunt. She didn't want to tell her mama, so she come to us for everything, tell us everything. Come to me anyway. She told us, my friend showed me something in school today. Like, what is it? Oh, it was a bag with little crystals in it. I was like, man, we told her what it was. She real smart though, you feel me?
How scary is that? Because imagine she was one that wasn't smart and decided to take a sample.
Yeah, you want to eat something? Eat it. It make you feel like this. It make you feel good. Bro,
that's
shit
a scary
crazy
situation, bro.
So that's why we put him in that charter school, though. My baby mama don't want to take him
that's
out.
That's some serious ass junk, bro.
She drive. She moving the point. She going to be driving 30 minutes to take him to that school. But what I was saying, bro, I seen how middle school affected me, bro. And when I got to ninth grade, bro, I did so bad, I almost failed, bro. I made the basketball team, but I got cut because coach was talking about, in what world you think you're going to play with grades? And I know it was just because of the school,
life,
bro,
you know,
period.
I mean?
Yeah, public school, bro, that shit bad, bro.
People don't understand. Public school is serious, bro. Public school is not a game, bro. That is not a game, man. I went to many schools due to my mom moving from area to area. So, you know what I mean? My mom moving from area to area. That affected me a lot. People say, oh, is your mom in the military? No, but she just never liked to settle in a state. So I went to at least 5 or 6 high schools. California went to 2 different ones. Arizona, I went to 2 different ones. I lived in Texas, I went to 2 different high schools. Came to Florida, went to 2 different high schools. So,
damn, that's crazy.
from transition to transition, I've seen so many different culture changes, attitude changes, personality changes. So I have a different effect of how I see things from state to state.
Me too, but I moved a lot of places, but not that many, but.
Right, but.
My elementary school, this affected me too, bro. That's why I'm kind of like, I'm smart. I've been in the streets, but I'm like smart. I be smarter than everybody in the streets.
Exactly, right.
Like, bro, because I went to a damn, from like second grade to fifth grade, I went to like an all white school, bro. Like I was the only black kid in that bitch. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, and then that's why I say I had some good ass teachers, bro, because they really teach the kids, you feel me, what they need to know, bro. Like, they taught me a lot of shit. They taught me a lot of bullshit, too, you feel me, for our history.
But,
bro, like, that affected me, bro, and I see how it affected me. My brothers went to elementary school down here, bro. Mm. You feel me?
Yeah, different effect.
The way different effect, bro. I mean, my one little brother doing good. My other little brother, 40 years in prison, bro. That's 17. So, that shit just, it affects you different, bro. And this is Florida. Like, that was Pennsylvania. This is Florida.
Florida's a whole different
vibe. Like, my kids were so bad. Like, not bad, you feel me? They straight A students, but they... Like, they pick up stuff from school, bro, and it just,
the language,
amazed,
the lingo,
bro.
The lifestyle.
I'd be amazed because I wasn't doing that stuff at that age.
It's just fast. It's a fast life.
Florida, way faster than
me. Way fast. That's what my wife said, honestly. She said, well, Florida's way fast. She said, when I was living in Cali, we dressed on chill. Yeah, we dressed relaxed. I come out here, and everybody look like motherfucking adults already at a young age. Strippers. Man, if your child is able to get out the house looking like a stripper, and you didn't see that before that happened, so you ain't a parent. I'm being real right now.
With fucking booty shorts and shit.
What?
All like,
man, I smacked the ooh wee. Now, I ain't gonna bruise. I ain't gonna abuse, but I'm just gonna slap the stupid out your ass. What the hell wrong with you, man?
You pop,
yeah. So we about to, yo, y'all been here at the Preacher Parker Show. You know me and Neff about to continue going with this thing. This thing's gonna be episode after episode. But for right now, we about to wrap it up. Neff, is there anything you wanna tell the urban community? I mean, you got about 2 minutes to just play with it, bro. If there's anything you wanna tell people,
real shit, talk. Just, you know, stay safe, stick together, and stay blessed, stay prayed up. That's about it. Stick together, not only the black community. I'm talking black community too, but everybody, bro. Stick together, shit, and work on what ain't right. Try to fix what ain't right. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Straight up. Man, that's real. That's as real as it is right there. Like I told you, man, y'all been to Preacher Parker Show. You've been my special guest, Nep. I told you we keep it real. It's going to be real authentic. And I just feel that as a community, as people, things are changing for the better, but we has got to be more wiser. We have to be more interested in our own truth. We have to dig more deeper into our history. And we have to take those, you know, those blindfolds off our eyes and really start seeing the truer picture. There's more in effect right now, what's going on right now. There's so much being hidden from us. There's so much knowledge that we're not gaining only because of the fact that we're not searching for it. It's almost like we're accepting their reality. You know what I'm saying? And when somebody has an agenda to keep you sleepless, to keep you behind, to keep you in the dark, it will work. So you have to be willing to step out of that zone, step out of that comfort, and really be bold. Because today, that's the only way you're going to survive. At the end of the day, when you're about to die, like Neff said from the beginning, man, go out there and really find as much as you can. Get as much knowledge as you can, honestly, because at the end of the day, that's all you need. Because you ain't going to die with that gold. You ain't dying with that money. You ain't dying with that luxury. You ain't dying with all those people you was around. You feel me? You died alone. You know what I'm saying? You want to die alone, happy and knowledgeable, and knowing that you affected so many people. You know what I mean? So, anything like that?
I was just thinking of something. My brother got diamond teeth because he said when he died, he want to be buried. And then if somebody like later on in life, thousands of years later, dig him up and dig his skeletons up, they're going to be like, oh, this was a king. This must have been a king. This nigga had diamond teeth.
Yo, we ended it with that note. Staying positive, staying uplifted, staying blessed, staying wise. Reach out for God, man. Keep Christ in your prayers. Love your family. Love your community. Affect people every single day. Stay prayed up like Neff said. Stay blessed.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Been real. Been the Preacher Parker Show, and we are out, people. Thank you.